Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again and share God's Word. This week, I began a message on the mind of Christ. Paul counsels us in Philippians, the second chapter, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so we've been looking at that. What does it mean to have the mind of Christ? Is it really that important? And as we're seeing, in order to experience the fullness of all that the Lord has provided, to walk a self-satisfying, full, glorious walk in God, we have to have the mind of Christ, because otherwise we're basically moving in unbelief. We are falling short of the glory that God has provided for us. There have been many mighty moves, O God, in days past, and there have been a spread of revival fires around the world. Yet in spite of those various revivals, those glorious outpourings of God's Spirit and His glory and power, there are those in today's life, in today's world, that are still trying to move into the things of God with a natural mind, with limited carnal knowledge. And certainly we agree that Christ saves from sin, that He wants our soul, but also that He has made provisions for our natural body. He's given us specific ways in the Word of God whereby we can act and live and talk and see or understand like God. For we can not only have the Spirit of God and the Word of God in our lives, but also the mind of Christ in our minds. If we're born again, of course, we have the Spirit of God, but it's the revelation that comes through growing and eating, if you will, every day, that bread of life from the Word of God and hearing the Word expounded in preaching and teaching, that we can put it into operation in our lives. We can hear it, but unless we, if we don't appropriate it, if we don't make it a part of our lives, we're not going anywhere. We're not progressing. We're not growing in godliness and holiness. And so many today are unable to move in the liberty of the Spirit of God because they're still trying to comprehend the things of God through their natural minds, and they're trying to appropriate the things of God through the five senses, and it's impossible to do so. We, as Christians in our churches, have been taught to serve God. Amen. We've been taught to do a spiritual work, but in many cases, we haven't been taught to ask the Lord to give us His mind, as Paul speaks of in that second chapter of the epistle of Philippians. He was encouraging them. In fact, it was a command, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. And so we have to understand that many live a life, and maybe even in our own lives, we sometimes think that self-denial and condemnation in hope that somehow that will count for us to experience the holiness that comes from being in Christ. But beloved, we can't do the works of God through the knowledge of the natural mind, the natural man. We preach salvation, praise God, and some may be filled with the Spirit of God, being baptized in the Holy Ghost, and some even have the gifts of the Spirit in operation in their lives, but few understand the importance of having the mind of Christ. Yet, when you think of it, beloved, when you really contemplate what that means, it's really the only way we can attain to the fullness of all that God promises to us. If your carnal mind just focuses on negative thoughts, if you think negatively, what kind of results do you suppose you will reap? Negative results, right? But if you think positively, according to the Word of God, you'll reap positive results. Jesus never preached a message of negativism, but a message of faith and hope and overcoming power through Him. We are more than conquerors. Isn't that what the Word says? Through Christ Jesus. Sometimes believers who even are filled with the Spirit have more troubles, more heartaches, and less blessings than their unregenerate neighbors. Why? In most cases, it's because they have not come to Christ and asked for His mind. They've said in their hearts that they love Him, and they do, but they've not stayed before Him until they live and think like Him. Beloved, it's going to take faith in God's Word and acting on what He says. He says what He means and means what He says. The Word of God should be an open revelation to the children of God. Yet in many cases, it's confusing or even meaningless as applying to their own lives as far as grappling and laying hold of the mighty truths that it contains. Why? Because they've not asked for the mind of Christ. Paul is commanding to let this mind be in us, but we've just sort of read that as a familiar passage of Scripture, but have we ever asked the Lord for the mind of Christ? In fact, if you so like, let's do that right now. Father, we're hearing what Your Word says, and Paul gives us a command that we are to allow to have the mind of Christ. Lord, that is so essential for us to fulfill the plans You have for us, to fulfill Your will in our lives. And so, Father, right now, with brokenness of heart and contriteness of spirit, Lord, we're sorry that we've fallen short of the glory of God, that we've not done all that You've asked us to do. But Father, we need Your wisdom, we need Your ability, and so Father, we're asking right now for the mind of Christ, that You would grant Your people, Lord, we pray not just for ourselves, but we pray for the body of Christ throughout the earth, that we would have the mind of Christ. Because, Lord, in order for us to do the works of Christ, we have to have the mind of Christ first and foremost, and then we will know the way in which we should walk, the things that You would have us to do. So, Father, in simplicity and in faith and in thanksgiving, we thank You for hearing this prayer and for granting Your people the mind of Christ in the mighty and wonderful, all-surpassing name of Jesus Christ. We thank You for it. Amen and amen. Paul put it like this in 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. Now the natural man, that's the natural man is the individual who is ruled by the carnal senses. He goes on to say, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. He cannot know them because they are spiritually understood or discerned. And many times, and we've heard great preaching and teaching that that the revelation of God comes through fasting, through surrender, through consecration and prayer, and that certainly is true. But also, it is important to understand that in all those disciplines, what is foremost is to have the mind of Christ, to be obedient, not just to go off and do something because we have been told it's a good thing to do, but to be led personally in our lives by the mind of Christ. What God is doing in someone else's life, He's not necessarily doing in your life. God, the Holy Spirit, is so wonderful. He tailors our learning experience according to what we're able to receive, according to the obedience we've walked in with past revelation. And as we look to Him, others, they may encourage, they may comfort, they may strengthen, they may pray, but it is your responsibility, beloved, to hear from the Lord yourself, and that you will know what He wants you to do. Praise God. When we look back into time, we see that Adam and Eve were created in the image of God. They had perfect physical bodies, and their spirit was perfect. They had five physical senses, but also a spirit with its capacity to talk with God, to hear God, and to have fellowship with God and see God. They walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening before they sinned. Now, the Bible does say that no man can see God and live, and that is true. And that is why so many hundreds of thousands of people have not been able to see God or hear God, because they've tried to do all of their seeking after God with their five physical senses. And that's why it's important to understand the spirit of man will receive things of the Spirit of God. Listen, we are bound in many respects. The natural man is bound by their physical senses. This is a way of gaining, and it's a godly way of gaining information about the natural realm in which we're living. But in order to receive things from the Spirit, our spirit man has to come alive. And that's the importance of salvation, because we were dead in trespass and sin, but when we accept Jesus, our spirit man becomes alive. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and we will get together on tomorrow's broadcast if you're able. If you miss a broadcast, always feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. I love you and pray for you every day. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.